Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Alexia Blake, who's Head of Research and Product Development at Cellular Goods. How are you today, Alexia?
Doing well, thanks, Zach.
Right, very exciting time for your company in many ways, but I just wanted to get into, you know, your background, and then before we get into what Cellular Goods itself does, what's your story in terms of the cannabis industry, if that's the right question to start off with?
Certainly. So I first joined the cannabis industry at the start of 2016 with a company called MedReleaf. They were one of the first producers to receive a license from Health Canada to grow medical cannabis. And at that time in the Canadian cannabis industry, the regulations were starting to change to allow for additional product formats beyond just dried flower. So it was a rather exciting time. I led the development of their medical portfolio, which expanded to include the first topical cream in the Canadian cannabis market, as well as the first oil-filled capsules and eventually soft gels. During my time there, MedReleaf was acquired by Aurora, which I'm sure you've heard of. That was in 2018. And I managed the company's global CBD portfolio until leaving in 2019 to join Levon, who was a pioneer at the forefront of the biosynthetic cannabinoid industry.
So as you're nothing to do with the evil weed directly, you are in a safer space in that way. So people, they might be totally against cannabis in all its forms, but they can go to you as a consumer product, a novel consumer product.
Exactly.
And I'm presuming that this gives you a sort of a USP, a certain edge in your particular industry.
It certainly does. When we look at the merits of biosynthetic cannabinoid production, we see that biosynthesis really outshines traditional agriculture in five main areas, namely quality, scalability, sustainability, the economics, and the regulatory compliance.
So basically, if you like the cannabis industry, your company is potentially the one to look at in the sense that it has the existing benefits of that industry, but also the unique add-ons as well.
Absolutely. You know, we're putting a lot of thought into how we are developing our products, into the kind of testing that we're conducting to validate their safety, their efficacy, and their quality. So we believe that we're really, you know, not just adhering to these higher standards, but surpassing them in many ways.
Run us through the type of cellular goods that your company will be making.
Certainly. So right now we are developing two different product lines, one focusing on skincare and the other focusing on sports or movement, as we call it. Within these two product lines, the products that we are currently developing, the formulations are topical, and that's simply because of the novel foods regulations and the situation around that currently in the EU. And so these products are intended to be applied to the skin and to really harness the anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and antibacterial properties of specific cannabinoids. On the skincare side, there's two products that we'll be launching towards the end of this year during the fall, one being a serum, the other being a face mask. And then on the movement side, there are two other SKUs that we are developing for early next year, which, as mentioned, will be topical formulations and really help with minor aches and pains, inflammation, and injuries associated to those sorts of things.
And in terms of the market, is this going to be sort of worldwide, Europe first, the UK first? Are there any plans on that front?
Sure. So we are launching in the UK, and this is going to be the market that we'll be focusing on for the short term. But as mentioned, we're constantly monitoring the regulatory landscape in other regional markets with an eye to expand into neighboring markets when the time is right for us.
Clearly, you've been speaking to the regulators and other people in charge of your particular industry. What is the classification of the products that you make up?
So they are cosmetic products. That is the regulatory framework that we are complying with in terms of how we are developing the products, the testing that we are conducting, and the quality standards that we are adhering to.
Right. And you would be looking to sell these products through third-party retailers or distributors that we're probably all familiar with.
Exactly. So I believe Alexis discussed this with you last week around how part of our retail strategy involves working with one high street retailer, and an online partner as well. Beyond that, we are also exploring D2C via our website so that we have a very effective and robust distribution strategy.
Alexia Blake, Head of Research and Product Development at Cellular Goods, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.